Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of all the people, Lee, available who do really good music, really good performances for the Super Bowl halftime show, mm-hmm. The NFL picks a guy who hates Trump, hates ICE, does not sing in English, and is currently boycotting America because of the hate. He feels illegal immigrants should just be allowed to roam free and come to his concerts. He's boycotting America. The guy's name is Bad Bunny. And he likes to appear in public wearing dresses.
Okay.
When he's not dressed full on like a demon and talking about tempting people and putting them in the people that he's, you know, found in hell. He's very profane too and extremely demonic. So perfect Democrat. And that this is who they have picked for the halftime show. Let me translate. They still hate you. They're woke. They hate you. They do. Nothing has changed since they gave their players a choice of six woke slogans selected by the Democrat Party for them to wear on their helmets, including Black Lives Matter. By the way, there was not a White Lives Matter option because, as we know, white lives do not matter. So that's the NFL. And boy, is the backlash growing. I've seen this before, Lee. The first major get by X where you could tell it was going to have some political heft mm-hmm. was Budweiser. And it started like this. Budweiser started trending down the side again and again and again and again. During the Dylan Mulvaney thing. And plenty of other companies had done very woke things and nothing had happened to them, but this felt different. And it was. It was for Budweiser. And it just went from there. Well, the NFL and this Bad Bunny are trending. And he's been going off on America saying he's not playing here till Trump leaves office and ICE stops arresting illegal immigrants.
Except for the Super Bowl.
Except, oh, but yeah, yeah. Suddenly he's going to make an exception for the Super Bowl, though.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what else it reminds me of? It reminds me of that time not too long ago when Cracker Barrel kept trending over and over and over on X.
Yeah.
That did not work out well.
Nope.
For Cracker Barrel. Well, by the way, checking in on them, they've dropped from the fastest growing U.S. breakfast chain to last place. So they were number one when the debacle started, when they went, you know, we love our logo, except the white guy. No, we cannot have white guys in advertising. Now that breaks woke rule number 233. A white man is never seen in advertising without being accompanied at least by a lesbian female, preferably of color. Get him out of here. Well, folks that attend the restaurant say, no, you go. Cracker Barrel has dropped from the fastest growing U.S. breakfast chain to last place. Waffle House has now taken over the top spot. Cracker Barrel falls below IHOP and is now tied with Denny's. So.
Well, back to Bad Bunny for just a second. There's one thing that they haven't counted on. This could snowball because they have apparently turned up their noses to the Swifties because, of course, there was a big rumor that Taylor Swift was going to be the halftime entertainment.
Yeah.
So if you tick off the Swifties, you're in danger. Because once again, there's another artist that doesn't like Donald Trump. So
yeah, but
her boyfriend's family, or I should say her betrothed's family is at least some of them are said to be fans. So,
but Taylor Swift is at least, you know, identifiably American. She may vote for Kamala Harris, and that's okay. We can live with that. But this guy is different.
Oh, yeah.
This guy has got anti-American screeds all over his feed, says he's not coming to America, hates ICE, is pro-illegal immigrant. That's lawlessness.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't seen, and, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Taylor Swift. I like some of her music, I will confess, but I'm not a fan of her. I would never pay to go to one of her concerts. But she's kind of like, you know, she supports people on the left. Okay, not the end of the world. That is a different thing than arguing for lawlessness, trashing the president, trashing the men of ICE and women of ICE, which only gets them targeted and killed, and boycotting the country.
Well, it sounds like this guy's got a good resume to be a Democrat candidate for some type of office.
Or
maybe even superintendent of a school in Iowa.
I know, he'd probably kill it in a Democrat primary.
Don't use that word, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I meant that politically. Truly did. No, I truly did. He really would do well in a Democrat primary.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you see what happened now? I can't wait for this. Republicans are demanding a review of Maryland voting rolls.
Yeah.
Because not only was this illegal immigrant superintendent, apparently he's got a long history. He'd lived in Maryland before. Of registering to vote as a Democrat.
Who had overstayed his visa since a student visa since 1999 and was not eligible to vote.
And we're told that never, ever, ever happens.
No, of course not, because there is no such thing as voter fraud, Tara. It does not happen.
Right, because it is happening, and
Democrats and the mainstream media tell us it's false claims made by Republicans in the Trump administration. Right.
So, yeah, no, it's super weird, though. So Republicans are, again, demanding that a thorough review of the Maryland voting rolls, which I'm sure contain many more illegal immigrants. And in about 3-2-1, boom, Maryland's going to say, no, racist, you're racist. Yeah. And a big fight's going to ensue. So I'm looking forward to that. But they're demanding Maryland explain what he's doing on their rolls, since as far as Democrats are concerned, that's never supposed to happen. Meanwhile, you got the brass on this guy. Do you realize he ran from the police? He ran from law enforcement in a school-owned vehicle?
Oh, lovely. I hadn't heard that it was a school-owned vehicle.
Yes, it was a school vehicle.
That was part of his pay package, I guess.
Yeah, so he doesn't own it. It belongs to the school system. Right. Fled in the school-owned vehicle. They found a gun and a knife. Now, he's not allowed to possess the gun on account of his previous criminal charge and conviction for illegally owning a gun.
He also has a deportation order.
Yes, from 2024.
A deportation order.
Yeah. But that doesn't seem to have... And he has no work authorization, by the way.
Right.
Joe Biden was giving out fake work authorizations. Yeah. They weren't legal, but at least you had a piece of paper. Yeah. He doesn't even have that.
Yeah.
So I'm not... And by the way, you got to love this superintendent in Iowa. School board chair in Iowa. She's running for Senate as a Democrat.
Well,
but of course. Yeah, really. Great minds, right? So she, she's Michelle Obama's former chief of staff.
Oh, well, there you go. So.
Yeah. And she says.
Coming to a podcast near you soon.
Oh, absolutely. She says it's actually us that have the problem.
Well, of course.
Yeah. And. She says that we need to practice radical empathy, she calls it. Radical empathy toward him.
I would say empathizing with an illegal immigrant who has overstayed a visa order from 25, 24 years ago, whatever it was, and was illegally employed and illegally in the country, that's pretty radical empathy if you expect me to have empathy for that type of thing. That's pretty radical.
Well, she's saying she doesn't believe ICE or the Department of Homeland Security because I guess she just doesn't like them. But the State Accreditation Board in Iowa, they do believe DHS, and they've already revoked his teaching certificate.
So he's not eligible.
No, so he's not eligible anymore. But despite that, well, I'll just let Jackie Norris, former chief of staff for Michelle Obama, explain how we should treat this guy. She's saying, by the way, he's been a great role model for kids. And I'm like, you mean the high-speed chase in the school vehicle from the authorities? Great role model? You sure, Jackie?
It seems fitting to take a page out of Dr. Roberts' book and ask the community to engage in radical empathy as we work through the situation together. Radical empathy is the recognition that we can disagree and still empathize with each other. The respect of others' humanity. This concept will be essential as we wait to learn more. We do not have all the facts.
There
is much we do not know.
No, we know all of it.
However, what we do know is that Dr. Roberts has been an integral part of our school community since he joined over 2 years ago. During his time with our district, he has shown up in ways big and small and has advocated for students and staff and begun introducing concepts that will help us reimagine education for future generations of Des Moines students.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, I've got one question. Did he leave school grounds in that school-owned car for that chase? Because if so, and he had a weapon in that vehicle, that's a federal crime.
I don't know if he ran. I could try to look it up. That's an interesting question. But yeah, the high-speed chase was in the school vehicle.
Not only as an illegal immigrant who was not supposed to be in the country possessing a weapon, which is a crime, if he had it on school grounds.
Oh, that would be interesting. I'm going to look that up right away on the break. Now you got me wondering.
See, I'm glad I could give you some homework assignments.
I know. See, now I'm curious. Okay, so I promised you for tickets for your sweetie. Here we go. The Righteous Brothers Lovin' Feeling Farewell Tour. Lee, I didn't know the Righteous Brothers were still alive.
I'm sorry, I must admit, yeah.
So this is news to me.
It's pretty righteous.
Right, and they have replaced a few of them, but it sounds exactly the same. Following the passing of Bobby Hatfield, they've replaced him, carried on the tour. So this is a farewell tour. And they're really wonderful. They really are. I love the Righteous Brothers. Anyway, there's got a lot of original members of the band, though, still playing. It's, they say, kind of indistinguishable from before. So don't miss the Righteous Brothers, Bill Medley, and Bucky Hurd, Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, October 11th, 2025. Call in right now. I'll take the first caller to win a pair of tickets, courtesy of Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. If you do not win the tickets, we're going to give away another pair tomorrow, or, you know, you could break down and buy them. That's a thing too. 800-905-0989 is the number to call to win. Pete,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texas live, 800 military top brass, some of them flown in from around the world, the cost of thousands of dollars, to hear what he's going to say. And I'm dying to know what that is. Let's see if we can jip it. Joining in progress. Here we go. All right, let's try it on the channel. Hey, let's try this.
Foolish and reckless political leaders set the wrong compass heading, and we lost our way. We became the woke department, but not anymore. Right now, I'm looking out at a sea of Americans who made a choice when they were young men and young women to do something most Americans will not, to serve something greater than yourselves, to fight for God and country, for freedom and the Constitution. You made a choice to serve when others did not, and I commend you. You are truly the best of America. But this does not mean, and this goes for all of us, that our path to this auditorium on this day was a straight line, or that the conditions of the formations we lead are where we want them to be. You love your country, and we love this uniform, which is why we must do better. We just have to be honest. We have to say with our mouths what we see with our eyes. To just tell it like it is in plain English. to point out the obvious things right in front of us. That's what leaders must do. We cannot go another day without directly addressing the plank in our own eye.
Ooh.
Without addressing the problems in our own commands and in our own formations. This administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department, to rip out the politics. No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before, and will say again, we are done with that shit. I've made it my mission to uproot the obvious distractions that made us less capable and less lethal.
Sorry, gonna have to dump that. Didn't think he would cuss on national television streaming live on Fox News. Holy cow. Dump that, Tim. Did you dump it? I apologize for that. I didn't think the leader of the military would cuss on national television when he knows it's being streamed. Not a really good choice for him to do. All right, so we're not going to be able to chip that anymore. It's a shame because I really wanted to play for you in live time what he's saying. But unfortunately, same government has an FCC, so we can't do that. Did you dump that, Tim? Okay. All right. So I apologize profusely for that. Again, I thought that he would know. Pete Hegstad thought he would know that you really can't do that on national television. But anyway, yeah, it just caused a big problem for the TV licenses too. Okay. So yes, he is telling the leaders of the Pentagon that they cannot be doing woke things anymore. No more climate change, no more men in dresses. He's probably referring to some of the stuff that's gone on the bases in the past, including drag shows. At our bases. One of the most egregious examples that I've ever seen was the politically correct required participation for a unit in a pride march. So going to be interesting. One of the things that Donald Trump promised that he would do, he said he expected the resignations of all the woke generals on his desk. On the first day of his tenure, he also expected the resignations of all the generals who participated in the Afghanistan debacle on his desk. Nothing ever came of that. So I'm wondering if a mass firing is about to happen with Pete Hegseth, but we'll keep it tuned right here. And I'll let you know what's going on. Texter writes, Tara, what a shame. Real news. We would love to hear. Another texter writes, Tara, militarily speaking, I think that having all of our generals in one location at the same time and advertising when and where they will be is a very foolish move. Yes. All right. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know what Pete Hegseth's working up to right now. It looks like a firing to me, but I could be wrong. I wish I could run it live for you, but he's already cussed once and we'll lose the station license. So I can't do it. But watching it over, this is he is addressing 800 military leaders who were flown in for this conversation. Donald Trump is there. Here's what he's already laid out. This is an era of new professionalism. He says he expects all beards to be gone, all hair to be cut. No long hair, he says, no more beards. We are going, he says, to gender neutral standards. this is going to be the interesting part because he didn't clarify yet what that means. He's saying one male standard for fitness, a gender neutral standard. He said anything less endangers the troops, low standards. And he's saying they want one male standard of fitness. That's going to be very, very interesting what that means. He also said to the generals, many of whom are gray-haired and up there and a little paunchy, I expect you to meet PT standards. You're going to be tested twice a year. You can't make it. You're out. Good. Okay, so you're looking at that one. I'll tell you what he's going to do with that. Remember when Barack Obama purged over 118 military leaders who were not woke, creating the woke army I think he always intended to use on the American people? I think this is their way of beginning to purge some of those. So obviously, if you're older, you've got a heart condition, you're not going to be able to meet those standards. I can tell you, because I just this past weekend, my daughter's trying to get in the military academy. We were out there trying to do the qualifying together, and she has trained really hard for it over the last 6 months. I mean, really hard. She's got like muscles all over her body now compared to where she was before, and she barely made it. And she's in on like absolutely the best shape she's ever been. She's always been an athlete, and in fantastic shape. If you know her, you know that. And this is like, she's in next level shape, and she can barely do, the physical fitness standard for the military, because she does it, but she's just over the line. She was very frustrated the other day because she really wants to be spectacularly over the line. I just wish she'd stay here and go to Clemson, but you know, whatever. So I'm kind of wondering what this means for her applying for the military academies, just, you know, and women like that. If we're going to one male standard, she's trying to qualify under the female standard. So I don't actually know what there's no way she'd do the male standard. And I mean, I don't think there's any way physically she could be in better shape she's in right now without hurting herself. I mean, she really had to push herself just to make the time on the run. And again, she's in amazing shape. This is a kid who, you know, me and her, you know, we biked 27 miles a couple of weekends ago. And she just didn't even lose her breath. She's in amazing shape. So it's not an ounce of fat on her. And she can't do the male standard. So I'm kind of wondering, what does that mean? Is everyone going to have to meet the gender neutral standard? What will that mean for women? I have no objection to that, by the way, especially if you're going to be in infantry. You got no business being out there if you can't carry a man on your back like a man can carry you. But, you know, obviously there's a lot of other places for women in the military. We'll see what he means by that because it's kind of vague. I wish I could play it for you. And he's railing on about woke, no more woke standards, no more pressure to be woke, no more pronouns. So going to be interesting to see where he's going. Anyway, Pete Hegseth right now addressing military leaders, all 800 of them, many of them flown in. Donald Trump is there. So something big's coming. And I wish I could play it for you. But he's already dropped one cuss word, so we could lose our station license, unfortunately. All right. I want to get into something else, folks. The outrage of Irina Zaruska, her murder, was that she in Charlotte, which has been Democrat-led for 16 years, Democrat mayor, Democrat majority city council, is that she survived the Ukraine war in a bomb shelter, but could not survive Democrat crime policies in Charlotte. That's what was so outrageous. Well, folks, what does it mean then when another young woman, Logan Federico, leaves not Ukraine, but the Charlotte area to come here for a weekend, just wants to hang out with her friends at USC, University of South Carolina, and doesn't survive it. And then we find the guy who killed her had 25 felony convictions, 39 charges. Yesterday, there was testimony before Congress about really low criminal justice standards and how it leads to the brutal murder of young women in blue cities. The problem is this is a red state. But listen to what her dad says happened to her here in South Carolina.
How many of y'all have kids? I'm just curious. Here's what I need you to do. When I tell you this story, think about your kids. Think about your child coming home from a night out with their friends, laying down, going to sleep, feeling somebody come in the room and wake them. and drag her out of bed, naked, forced on her knees, with her hands over her head, begging for her life, begging for her hero, her father, me, that couldn't be there. She was 5'3". She weighed 115 pounds. Bang! Dead. Gone. Why? Because Alexander Devontae Dickey, who was arrested 39 goddamn times, 25 felonies, was on the street. How about that? How good are we doing for our family? How good are you doing for your kids? He should have been in jail for over 140 years for all the crimes he committed. You know how much time he spent in prison? A little over 600 days in 10 years. He's only 30 years old. He was committing 2.65 crimes a year since he was 15 years old. But nobody could figure out that he couldn't be rehabilitated. Well, you'd have to put him in prison to see if he could be rehabilitated. Isn't that the idea of prison?
He wasn't put in prison, though. And the wild thing is, this happened in South Carolina. How did this happen? It's absolutely astonishing when you learn who was walking around. Fuck, this is worse than Arina Zaruska's killer in Charlotte. When you hear the details of it, it's absolutely mind-bending. 39 charges, 25 felony convictions. Just walking around. So I pulled his entire record, and it's a one heck of a read. I'll tell you that. His name's Alexander Dickey. And I would have thought that you can't just break into people's houses over and over again in South Carolina, but guess what? You can. Ain't no big deal. Separate charges of breaking in a motor vehicle. No, I'm sorry, 10. Larceny of more than $10,000, breaking into a motor vehicle, another charge, possession of stolen goods and possession of a stolen vehicle. What's all that worth? 5 years, a judge gave him, but then suspended it. See, that's the problem. In South Carolina, they'll give you the time. Wow, 10 years for burglary. He got that too. But then the judge suspends it. And in South Carolina, only the judge can impose the sentence. Why would a judge suspend it? Well, it's only supposed to really be done on your first offense to say, okay, he think about it. Go out, behave, but if you screw up again, we're giving you the sentence back, you go into prison. That's how it's supposed to work, but it doesn't. So he got 5 years for that in 2013, which is why he was out in 2014 committing burglary. What did he get for that? According to court records, Judge Edward W. Miller gave him another 10-year suspended sentence in 2014. Kind of weird, since he's already on a suspended sentence. Not sure what the judge was thinking there. That's why I emailed him asking for comment. I haven't heard back from him yet. I'll let you know when I do. So what did he do after that? Well, he was under Judge Edward Miller's careful watching eye. Breaking into motor vehicles. Grand larceny of more than $10,000. Huh. Well, so Judge Miller gave him the sentence, right? No. No, he didn't. He left him out. Here's the punchline. He gave him another suspended sentence. Damn. I mean, Charlotte's got nothing on this. That guy, the record of that guy who killed Arina Zaruska, nothing compared to the work here of Judge Edward W. Miller, who, by the way, I have an email into. Because I don't want to hit him too hard because there is a possibility here, and this is what I want to know, and he hasn't responded to me yet. Did you know you did this? Because he may see so many cases, there's not a good way in a system to keep track. So to recap, he gets a 5-year suspended sentence on 14 felonies. He's let out. He does a burglary, gets a 10-year suspended sentence from Judge Miller. He's back less than a year later, and Miller gives him another 10-year suspended sentence, according to court records. That's 25 years. When those judges could have pulled those sentences, and Logan Federico would be alive. Logan Federico would be alive. So, what do you think he does? Well, more a burglary, of course. Judge Thomas Anthony Rousseau gives him another 5-year suspended sentence for that. Lets him out the door. So now we're up to 30 years. But we're not done yet. No, no. No, no. Folks, I'm sorry. This is so much worse than Irina Zaruska. And I haven't told the whole story yet. So we'll pause there at 30. What's incredible, folks, is the record of the man who killed Irina Zaruska on that Charlotte light rail line was bad. The number of times he'd been let out of prison when he should have gone. But it ain't nothing compared to the record of Alexander Dickey. By his fourth felony burglary, two judges, according to court records, and I have an email into Judge Edward Miller just to see if like there's some mistake in the court records. I'm confused, or maybe I don't know. Did not have the background when he was doing this. By the fourth suspended sentence, he's already, by the way, he's got 30 years. All it would have took to send him to prison is for Judge Edward Miller or Judge Thomas Anthony Rousseau, who is no longer with the court system, to simply unsuspend the sentence. That's it. He would have gone to prison. He'd already violated all the terms he agreed to with the court. And yet they didn't. They didn't. So he is committing burglary again in 2023. And by then, his MO is already very well set. The MO he murdered Logan Federico over. He breaks in, puts a gun in your face, takes all your credit debit cards, and then goes on a spending spree. In her case, he killed her. Just bam, point blank, kills her, takes her stuff, goes on a spending spree. Just wanted to spend her cards. He didn't have to kill her, but he did. But we're not there yet. We're in the buildup. We're in the part where these judges are teaching this guy that he can do this. He commits burglary again. He's already got 30 years of suspended sentences across three cases. Okay, again, you're only really supposed to get that on your first offense. And it's to say, okay, go out there, behave, rebuild your life, stop committing crime. But if you do anything again, you even jaywalk, we're sending you to prison. This is not supposed to work this way, but it is in this state. So he commits burglary again in 2023. And the court system has one last chance to put him away, right? This should, all of his suspended sentences should be revoked. He should go straight to prison. What does Judge Edward W. Miller do? Come on, you know. Gives him another suspended sentence. 5 years. But, oh, it's tough this time. He's got to serve 411 whole days. He comes out and he brutally murders Logan Federico. She was beautiful. And let me tell you, this guy's got five times worse record than the guy who killed Zaruska. So I'm hoping, Judge, I have sent you an email. I want to have you on the show, give you a chance to explain yourself. If you could please respond to me, that would be great. I'd really appreciate it. I need to understand how this happened. I think we all do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.